Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. We turn to our first praise, Psalm 106, and we're singing verses 1 through to verse 5, and the tune is Warwick. Psalm 106, verses 1 through to verse 5, the tune is Warwick. Give praise and thanks unto the Lord, for bountiful is he.
Give praise and thanks unto the Lord, for bountiful is he. His mercy doth endure unto eternity.
We turn in the Word of God to Psalm 46 and Psalm 47. Psalm 46 and Psalm 47. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Psalm 47. To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. O clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Amen. We turn to our second praise, Psalm 25, and we're singing verses 1 to 6 to the tune Franconia. To thee I lift my soul. O Lord, I trust in thee. My God, let me not be ashamed, nor foes triumph o'er me. Psalm 25, verses 1 to 6, and the tune is Franconia.
To thee I lift my soul, O Lord, I trust in thee. My God, let me not be ashamed, nor foes triumph o'er me. Let none that wait on me
Let us now come to the Lord in prayer. Almighty and ever-blessed God, we lift up our souls unto thee. We would this day show unto thee our prayerful dependence we have on thee. We are looking, we are waiting, we are resting, we are depending upon thee. Though, Lord, as we look to thee, we would trust thee. O gracious God, we live in a day, we live in an age, we live in a time when there is much suffering and sorrow, when many oppose the gospel. Our eyes are upon thee, we look unto thee, and we bow our hearts before thee. Thou art the great King, blessed Saviour, we thank thee for those words we sung, that thou didst go up with a shout. One day thou wilt come with a shout. At thy ascension thou didst go up as the victorious King with a shout. And we thank thee that thou didst enter into heaven. Thou didst sit down. Thou art upon the throne. Thou art reigning as King over all, but particularly as King over the church. And we would bow our hearts before thee. Thou art a great King. And we would take comfort in this, O Lord. When we think of the kings and queens and presidents and leaders of this world, O Lord, then our thoughts go to thee, because thou art the King of kings and Lord of Lords. And we thank thee we are in the family that is owned by thee, royal in thy sight. O Lord, we thank thee. We would give thee the praise. We would give thee the glory. We thank thee that thou art a refuge to us, a refuge in times of trouble, our help and our strength. And we take comfort in this. And this day, this evening, we pray that we would go unto thee. We would seek thee as the refuge. This evening hour, thou art over us. Yet we would go to thee, O Lord. Lead us to the rock that is higher than us, O Lord. O, we thank thee the rock is higher. May we find refuge tonight. May we find shelter. O Lord, we beseech thee. We come to worship thee, to adore thee further for the remainder of this hour. Help us in this, O Lord. We think of so many in heaven and around this world offering praise. And we would join in and say, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. We would sing with understanding as we have been exalted there in that psalm. And as we consider in the New Testament, we would think of thee. We would consider our blessed Saviour, who have done all things well. We're mindful, O Lord, of our 169th church anniversary. And we do thank thee that thou hast been mindful of us. Thou hast not forgotten. Though some in this world may forget, thou dost never forget. And we thank thee that thou hast been mindful of us throughout another year. Thou hast watched over us. O Lord, thou wilt bless us as we look to the future. We rest in thee. Thou knowest, O Lord, we rest in thee. And may we know the comfort of resting tonight. May we know the comfort of leaning upon thee. O Lord, help us to lean all on thee, O Lord, at this time. Bless all the members of the congregation. May they know thy nearness, the joy that thou dost send, the support that thou dost give, the comfort that thou dost minister. O Lord, we pray. Bless all the members, bless the friends, bless the children, bless the young people, the married in the congregation, the widows, we pray for them. Those who are going through challenging times, we pray for them. O Lord, bless us as a fellowship. Remember the Sunday school earlier, bless John, what he spake there. We pray for the young people. We pray for the children not able to come in from outside at this present time. O Lord, we commit them to thee and the families. May we see the parents, the guardians, bringing their children along when the lockdown is over, O Lord. We do pray for other congregations. We pray for the church in Salisbury and in Holywell, Barnstable, Swansea, Cardiff, Devizes, Southampton, Tottenham. We pray for the work in Carmel. Bless the work there. Many other congregations, O Lord, we pray for in Barnstable, in London, in Scotland. Remember the congregation at Knightswood, particularly at this time. May they know that strength and support, and bless thy servant there. O Lord, bless the church in these days. Our eyes on thee. May these days give way to days of great blessing in the gospel. Building work, O Lord, new churches established in the locality and up and down this country, O Lord, we pray. We pray for these things. Do a great work. May we yet say, the Lord hath done great things for us, and we are glad, as they did when deliverance from bondage was given. O Lord, we look to thee. Bless that which we have. We pray for those who are interested in the things of thy word at this present time. Those who have been touched. Those who are seeking through grace. O Lord, we pray for hearts to be open. And we pray for a day to come. We pray for the Jews. Save many Jews. And may that be such then a blessing. And may many Gentiles from around the world come to faith in Jesus Christ. We thank thee, O Lord, for thy goodness. And as we look to a new church year here at Ipsley, go before us. Show us the way. Lead us, we pray. Blessed Shepherd, thou art all compassion. Meet our needs, go before us, encourage us. As we enter this new church year, we look to thee. O Lord our God, may souls be added to the work here, sinners saved, thy people built up. O Lord, we earnestly pray, look down from heaven and visit the vine. O Lord, keep us near to thee, keep the devil away. Help us to lift up the shield of faith and use the sword of the Spirit in the battle. O Lord, O hear us now. We give thee the praise. We thank thee for all that is past, and we trust thee for all that is to come. We would acknowledge thy goodness at this anniversary weekend. We would adore thee. We thank thee for Calvary and the blessings we know today because of him who went all the way to the cross. Hear us, O Lord, then. Bless thy word to us. Give help and strength in preaching. Speak to us, O Lord, for Jesus' sake. Thine be the glory. Amen. Our fair praise is Psalm 85, and we're singing verses 5 through to verse 9, and the tune is Naomi. Psalm 85, verses 5 through to verse 9, shall thy displeasure thus endure against us without end? Wilt thou to generations all thine anger forth extend? Psalm 85, we're singing verses 5 to 9, and the tune is Naomi, shall thy displeasure thus endure against us without end?
Shall thy displeasure
Now we come to Psalm 46, and by way of text we'll read verse 1. However, we will go on to consider verse 10 and verse 11. But by way of text, we'll read verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Dear congregation, in a time of great difficulty, many a Christian has turned to this psalm. In 1939, one Thursday evening towards the end of August, after the evening service of the Stolen Away Communion, worshippers went down to the pier to wave off the first draft of men to the Royal Navy Reserve. There was a great silence, but then a lone voice started singing the 46th Psalm in Gaelic. In times of war, these words have been read and sung, and comfort has been found. In church difficulties, these words have been sung. In times of sickness, in other distress, these words have been turned to. Matthew Henry said this: it is said of Luther that when he heard any discouraging news, he would say, "Come, let us sing the 46th Psalm." Martin Luther would often turn to this psalm, and the Lord's people have often turned to this psalm. We here at this church anniversary, the 169th anniversary, are in lockdown due to the coronavirus. None of us was here in the Second World War, and we're not sure if there was a public meeting on the Saturday in the Second World War. However, we find ourselves in lockdown, maybe for the first time, as a congregation here. How fitting are these words? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. What comfort, what help, what direction these words afford us. And as we turn to them again today, may we know the help, the strength and the comfort. May we be assured at this time, and as we look to the future, there will be further times of distress. Keep turning to these words. Well, we come directly now to this psalm, and there's so much for us here. We could spend many weeks, we could do a new series and look at this psalm in detail. However, today we can find ourselves mainly to verse 1, but then we'll also look at verse 10 and verse 11. First of all, I'd like us to consider the Lord enabling, God who is our refuge. Secondly, God who is to be considered. And then thirdly, God who is with his people. God who is with his people. And at this anniversary, may we look up and consider God is our refuge. May we consider him. And may we take comfort today, this evening, and as we look to a new church year, the Lord is with us. Well, first of all, God, who is our refuge. Verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This psalm was composed, we believe, in view of some remarkable victory. There had been distress, there had been trouble. The Lord had brought them through, that is David and the people. There had been a wonderful deliverance. Just notice verse 6. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. They're singing. They're giving praise of what the Lord had done. There had been victory. Now, as you note this psalm, there was a looking back. A looking back with thanksgiving. But there was also a looking forward. God had been their refuge. God would be their refuge. Come with me to verse 11. We've noted already the deliverance. And then we come to verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. And then verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still. Oh, that the nations would consider. That the Lord's people also would stop and consider. And then take comfort. As they think of the future, the Lord of hosts is with us. We can look back as a congregation here. and we can look to the future. God has been a refuge. God will be a refuge. He is with us. He will help us now and in days to come. Well, let's focus then. God is our refuge. First of all, we consider the need of such a refuge. The need of such a refuge. There is trouble. We notice in verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. There was trouble, distress, or the Hebrew word can be translated as straits, and that speaks of a narrow place. Pressed, one's pressed. The trial has come so near. Down near Moore's Court, there is a gate that opens and you can take horses through. But next to the gate is a narrow gap, which is meant for those who are walking. So you don't have to open the big gate and you go through. And over these last few weeks, we've come to the gate and we've looked at the gap. And my children have gone through. They've gone through and then suddenly they turned round to see if Mum and Dad can get through the little tight gap. And particularly me, it's been a tight squeeze. And they've smiled. It's a narrow gap. And you're pressed in there. Trouble, distress, straits, a narrow place we think of. Or the trouble has come so near and you feel it pressing on you. Think of the children of Israel, hemmed in near the Red Sea. They were in trouble, in straits. The Red Sea before them. Pharaoh was there as well, and the Egyptians. They were hemmed in. But the people of God had been in straits, and they're looking back that the Lord had helped them, yet they look to the future. And they know there will be trouble. Dear brothers and sisters, we find ourselves in straits at this present time. Who would have thought at our 168th church anniversary that a year later we would be in lockdown? None of us knew, did we? We were thankful to see so many friends gather last year, the 168th church anniversary, to see the church packed, to see people sitting in the festival. Who'd have thought we'd be in such straits at the 169th anniversary? Let's pray next year, if the Lord spares, we might see the church packed again. Oh, we're in straits, we're pressed by affliction. It comes right to us, doesn't it? And thus, often as we think of certain trials, not only does it come to us, but it comes right into our minds. Let us not be surprised as the people of God, as the church, as the flock, as we considered this morning, we face difficulties in this world. What did the Lord Jesus Christ say in John 16, verse 33? These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He's given us notice. And we're not surprised, are we? Yes, we may struggle, but we're not surprised, are we, that we face tribulation? We're in hostile territory. David and the people in David's day had their enemies, and so do we. And it's a sad reality, isn't it? At this present time when we're in lockdown and we think of all who are suffering and our hearts go out to them, not only in this country, in the hospitals, in the care homes, and in their own homes, but in other countries, that there are people being persecuted. How can this be? Think of China. There's great persecution still in China. How can this be? Well, the Lord said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. There's opposition to the gospel. Oh, how the whole of China, oh, how the whole of the world needs the Lord at this present time. But there's still opposition, and much of it in certain places. And the church faces persecution. There's Satan, and he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And though he cannot get the Lord's people back into his kingdom, his territory, oh, he tries to make it difficult. He tries to cause harm. And we who love the Lord, let's be on our guard today. And after this anniversary, and in days to come. Be on your guard. Oh, for there is a foe walking about as a roaring lion. And then consider there is much sin in this world. Oh, we face difficulty coming back home to ourselves. We face difficulty because of the sin within our hearts. We face trouble. Or on our way to heaven, we will face tribulation. The apostle faced much difficulty in the service of the Lord. And he spake of it in Acts 14. And he endured it. In Acts 14 verse 19 we read, "And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, and to Iconium, and to Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God." Acts 14, and particularly note verse 22, there was this confirming of the souls, exhorting them to continue. Just pause there. Dear brothers and sisters here at Ipsley, continue on. Continue on in the faith, and all listening on who love the Lord. Confirming, strengthening, exhorting. Oh, exercise faith, said the apostle. Follow Christ. There's much against us. Dear brothers and sisters, exercise faith. Look to the Lord. Oh, to know that strengthening in your soul. There's opposition. But go forward. Follow Christ. And remember, through much tribulation, we enter into the kingdom of God. Through tribulation, trouble, persecution, affliction. On our way to heaven, on our way to the kingdom of God in heaven, oh, there will be tribulation. There will be storms of adversity to face. Around about a year ago, an elderly lady in the village, she has recently passed away, told me of a holiday up north and then on into Scotland, which was a coach holiday. And they were at that particular time near Inverness. And on this day, they were going to go towards the Isle of Skye. And it was a sunny day to begin with when they started out, but things deteriorated quickly. And the clouds came and the snow began to fall. I know often for the children, they love to see the snow falling, and so do I. But on this day, the snow fell and it got heavier and heavier, and the coach driver had to slow right down. And it wasn't easy going. He couldn't turn around. There was no way to turn the coach around on this road. He had to go on. Slowly he went on. Oh, we have to go on. When we face a storm, we have to go through. We have to face the storm. There's no turning back. We must, through much tribulation, enter the kingdom of God. We must press through the storms. We must wade through the rivers of affliction. There are the fires of persecution to endure. There is a cross to bear. Philippians 1 verse 29, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake." You see, believing and suffering go hand in hand. Have you counted the cost? Perhaps there's someone listening here, listening on rather. You're not a Christian. Count the cost. Oh, you're to believe, but there will also be a pathway of suffering. But can you afford not to believe? No. Oh, turn to Jesus Christ. Believe in him. Yes, there will be a cross. But oh, there will be a wonderful deliverer to support you and to deliver you. Your sins will be forgiven. You'll be accepted. If you believe in Jesus because of his righteousness, and he will help you to bear that cross. For the church faces suffering. In China, certain women at this time are being brutally tortured. There is opposition to the Christian faith. Ofsted in this country has caused great difficulty for a Christian adoption agency. There's trouble in this country. There's trouble in this world. You may be facing trouble at this time. Perhaps someone's listening on in another part of the world and you're listening on in secret and you're facing great trial. Maybe you're in Eritrea or some other place. Oh, our hearts go out to you. May you know much grace and support. For the Lord's people as a whole will face trouble to a lesser or greater measure. But then consider particularly at this time, at this 169th church anniversary, we're facing difficulty due to the coronavirus. It's come upon unbelievers as well as believers. And many know sorrow. Many have lost loved ones. There's financial difficulties. There's concerns for the future, financially, for some. It's not easy for churches, is it, for ourselves, not being able to meet. Who'd have thought the 169th anniversary just a few months ago? That we wouldn't be able to meet, and it's not easy, is it? We're thankful for technology, but it's not the same, is it? It's not ideal. How we love to see each other's faces in person. How we love to greet in others from other congregations, to see our church overflowing at such occasions. It's not easy, is it? The doors are shut. The bolt is across. The chain is across. Our main door is still. And we feel it. We feel the straits in the lockdown. And in our own homes, in our lives, the trial may come so much to your mind. It comes in, doesn't it? Oh, there's a need for a refuge. Oh, there is a need. Many look in the wrong direction, as we see in the first part of Isaiah 55, verse 2. The Lord's people have been led to look in the right direction. For the refuge they need is the Lord. In the gospel, they found refuge. We have found refuge. We've been sheltered from divine wrath. We've been accepted because of Jesus, who endured the wrath of God as he was punished there at Calvary as a substitute. The spotless Lamb of God was punished for my sin. Like a large rock in a waterfall that directs away the deluge of water, so Christ endured the wrath of God, so that it would be diverted away from me and all who believe. Oh, what a saviour he is. And we find refuge in the gospel, refuge under the Lord. And we have one to go to in trouble. And dear beloved brothers and sisters, first of all, let me address you here at Ipsley, though you're in your own homes, at this 169th anniversary. We have a refuge and we have one to go to. God is our refuge. We have the word here, refuge. It speaks of a refuge, a shelter, a place of trust. Ah, we can trust in the Lord. Psalm 91 verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, in my God. In him will I trust. I'm there. And I'm trusting in thee, under thee, and near to thee, my refuge. I can trust in thee, for thou dost shelter me. We have a place of refuge. God is our refuge. And when the storms come, we have one to go to. My dear beloved brethren, and all who are listening on, who love the Lord, we have a place of refuge. We have one to go to. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Gadsby of old wrote, he is my refuge in each deep distress. The Lord my strength and glorious righteousness. Through floods and flames he leads me safely on, and daily makes his sovereign goodness known. He's our refuge. And he's leading us on through this trial and through all the trials he will lead us on. We have a refuge. Proverbs 14, verse 26, in the fear of the Lord, his strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Think of the future. Some other distress may come. Let me assure you, you will have a place of refuge, dear child of God. They shall go to the refuge. Pray to get there. Psalm 61, verse 2, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You know, I speak a personal word of testimony at this point. You know, I found those words in Psalm 61, verse 2, such a helpful verse. Because I'm aware of my weakness. Without the Lord, I cannot get to him in prayer. Lead me to the rock. Lead me as thou hast done in times past. Lead me tonight. Lead me tomorrow. Lead me in the next trial. Lead me in this present trial to the rock. Oh, when I think that the Lord leads me, that brings me comfort. At this 169th anniversary, let me as pastor say this to you all. We have a refuge. And as we face the future, that refuge will still be there for us. Well, let's move on. Consider secondly, God who is to be considered. God who is to be considered. Come with me now to verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Stop, consider God. Think about God. The ungodly in the psalmist day were to stop and consider. Look what the Lord had done for Israel. Be warned. Or they were to stop and consider. The Lord will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. I will. He'll be lifted up, he'll be exalted, he will have the glory. Oh, that the ungodly then would stop. But also today, one of the greatest needs of the hour is men to consider God. Now we are encouraged to hear of certain ones. Oh, that this would multiply, and that this nation would yet as a whole call upon God. You think in the Second World War, in such distress, the nation was called to pray. We're waiting to hear who is the Lord's people. We will pray beforehand, but we're waiting to hear, Lord, that the ungodly would stop and consider God. Oh, the thought of God. He will be exalted. He will be exalted in administering justice. He will act. He will deal with the ungodly if they do not repent. For only without Christ, oh, that you would consider God. In justice he will act. God is a God of justice. But let me tell you also, he's a God of mercy. He delighteth in mercies. We see in Micah 7 verse 18. He takes pleasure. In Ezekiel 33 verse 11 we read, saying to them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He delights to show mercy. Oh, that you would go to Christ, that you would truly, humbly seek him, knowing that you're a sinner and you need such a glorious Saviour as Jesus, the spotless one. He will show mercy. Be still and know that I am God, says the Lord. He says it to this nation. He says it to this whole world. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Let's listen to the Lord here. Be still and know that I am God. For our Prime Minister, for all in government, to listen to God there. For the whole nation. All that ungodly men and the Lord's people as well. They would be still and consider God. We as the Lord's people need to be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. You think of the children of Israel, hemmed in by the Red Sea. There wasn't much stillness in the hearts of many. There was in Moses, but not in the hearts of many. Some were for turning back. Be still. Stand still. Their enemies were there. Oh, be still. Our enemies are around. Psalm 124, verse 2, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. Oh, be still. The enemies are around. The trials have come upon us. The storm is raging. There's a battle. Be still. Be still. The Hebrew word is rapha. Rapha. And at the root of the word, it means to slacken. Let me use an illustration to try and help you to understand what the word means. To slacken, to be still. One on horse may be galloping away, but then they slow down, they slacken off and stop. Instead of galloping on, they slacken and they come to a standstill. Be still, slacken, be still. Be still and know that I am God. We here at this church anniversary, let us listen to God. The trouble may be raging around you. The trouble may have come into your mind. Be still. As a congregation at this 169th anniversary, be still, says the Lord, and know that I am God. Be still. We've often turned to these words, but do you remember again what Naomi said to her daughter-in-law Ruth? Ruth 3, verse 18. Then she said, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Sit still, until thou know how the matter will fall. Would Boaz be able to do his part as a kinsman, and therefore marry Ruth or not? Sit still. Your heart may be in turmoil. Sit still. If you're perplexed at this time, just listen to the Lord. Be still. It's not easy, is it? It's not easy to be still, but the Lord says be still because he knows that when his children are still, they're focused. They're focused on him. Sit still. Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest. At the root of the word, it speaks of to be dumb, to stop, to hold one's peace, be silent, be still. One can have lawful concerns, yet instead of casting upon the Lord, they keep it and muse upon it immoderately. Instead of rolling it on the Lord, they keep it back, and now there's this immoderate care. One keeps going over things in the mind, leaning on their own understandings. We've all done it, haven't we? Begin with myself as a pastor. We're honest, aren't we, in the presence of God. We need to stop. We need to slacken in the sense of coming to a stop, to look to God, to consider him. Be silent, be still. Oh, we can be saying many things in the mind, we can be answering our own minds. Why am I cast down, O my soul? Be still, be silent. You look to the Lord and then pour out your heart. Be silent before him. Let those perplexing thoughts that are coming to your mind and questioning you, let them be brought to an end. At this moment, let's look to the Lord. Be still. We need to tell ourselves to stop. These things are too high for me. Psalm 131, verse 1. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. I leave it with thee. I'm humbly looking to thee. Be still. Now we know in the camp near the Red Sea, sadly, there was murmuring. If there's any murmuring, let it be put to silence. And let us, as the Lord's people as a whole, be still. The trials are upon us. We faced a lockdown. There are enemies in this world who oppose the church. Be still and know that I am God. Be still, but at the same time exercise faith. Faith has been implanted within by the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful thing that is. Be still and exercise faith. Psalm 143 verse 8, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. I'm being still, Lord, in that sense that I'm now considering thee, and now I'm going to thee. I'm trusting thee. Pray for help. We're weak. It's not always easy to sit still, is it? Pray, pray, pray to the Lord. Dear congregation, dear brothers and sisters here at Ipsley, in your homes today, at this 169th anniversary weekend, be still. We're at a milestone, aren't we? We look back with thanksgiving. We look to the future. And here's a word for us. Be still. And we can, because as we see in verse 1, God is our refuge. Oh, just consider him. Be still and know that I am God, we're told here. Oh, consider him. Oh, for these heavenly thoughts of God. Consider what he is like. Consider his grace, mercy and love. Oh, how gracious he has been. He's so holy, yet he has admitted us. Consider his mercy. Oh, he has such mercy to us here on this Lord's Day at the 169th anniversary of the church. And he so loves us. Consider his power as we do in verse 8 and verse 9. Consider what he has done. Consider what he will do. Oh, his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, and he will so be focused on his people to do them good. Be still. Well, thirdly and finally, God who is with his people. God who is with his people. Come with me to verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Selah. We believe it's to do with the musical side. Here, as we think of the psalm, as a pause, you pause. Dear brothers and sisters, at this anniversary, pause now. At the threshold of a new year, pause. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, you notice in this psalm, it's repeated twice. It's repeated at the end of each section. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. And then at the end of the psalm, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. You see, the Lord so wants us to focus on this. And as we draw to a conclusion, as we think of this anniversary, the Lord wants us to so focus on this. The Lord of hosts is with us, he's with us, he is our refuge. What comfort this affords. Many are thinking about the future, and so do we, if the Lord spares. We can take comfort because the future is with the Lord. It's in his hands, and he will be with us. Oh, the comfort of this. He's been with us, and he will be with us. He's not forgotten. Oh, we think of those who oppose us, but God is with us. Romans 8 verse 31. What then? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? If there's any without Christ, and you oppose Christ, oh, that you would turn to him. You would believe, you would repent of your sins, and that you would be with us. For if God be for us, who can be against us? Through the afflictions we face, the Lord is with us. Isaiah 43 verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Through the waters of trial, the Lord is with you. Through the rivers of affliction, the Lord is with you. Through the fires of adversity, the fires of persecution. Remember, the Lord was with those three in the fiery furnace. Oh, the Lord is with us. He is with the church in a spiritual way until he physically comes again. In Matthew 28, verse 20, we read the words of Jesus not long before he left this world, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He lays down the principle. And though I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, amen. Unto the end of the world, his presence, his spiritual presence is known. In that precious and general way, with us all the time, and then afforded his special and most precious presence here upon earth in the gatherings of the saints. He's with us. He's with us till he comes again. Dear congregation here at Ipsley, we can face the future because of him. We can face tomorrow because he is with us today and has promised to be with us tomorrow. We mark this 169th church anniversary, giving God the glory, for he is our refuge. He's not forgotten us, and he knows the future, and the future is in his hands, and we are with him. As we look to this new year, let us stay near to him. Let us, if the Lord spares us, find more opportunity to be still and know that he is God. What an anniversary this is. What situations we find ourselves in. God has not changed. He is our refuge. And as we look to the future, we face the future with the Lord. Be still, the Lord says, and know that I am God. May we be helped in so doing. May we look to our refuge. May we make our way there in the storms of life. And may we lay hold these words dear to us today. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Here in this area, in this forest, the Lord looks on his people. And particularly in this village and the surrounding areas, it's the Lord's people who are especially in his eye. And we can look to him. And we can take comfort and we can rejoice. Even in the lockdown, the Lord is with us. Blessed be his glorious name. May the Lord help us for his name's sake. Amen. Let us pray. O gracious God, we thank thee that thou art a refuge for us in each deep distress. And thou wilt bring us through floods and flames, for thou art with us. O Lord, we rejoice in this. Bless thy word to our hearts. Help us again today and this coming week, to be still and know that thou art God. It's a word for ungodly men and women. It's a word for us as well who love thee. We do thank thee for this anniversary. Lord, there's a measure of sadness in our hearts, but all things are in thy appointment. And we give thee praise that thou hast preserved us to this day. And we look to thee. The future is in thy hands. O Lord, we're not sad at that. If it was in our hands, we would be sad. But it's in thy hands, and we trust thee. We rest in thee, and in thy name we go. Bless the dear congregation in their homes, friends listening on. For any who are without Christ listening, may they yet know the blessing of proving thee to be a refuge. O Lord, may many seek thee today. O hear us now, not unto us, but unto thy name be the glory. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, we truly said, Lord, thou art worthy. Hear our prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our final psalm is Psalm 91, verses 1 to 4. The tune is Humility. He that doth in the secret place of the Most High reside, under the shade of him that is the Almighty, shall abide. We're singing to the tune Humility, Psalm 91, verses 1 through to verse 4.
He that doth in the secret place of the Most High resides, under the shade of him that is, the Almighty shall abide.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.